everybody, and welcome to another edition of On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WTBO. It is all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. We've got the Oracle of Orlando in the house today. Joe Burtz alongside Roger Johnson. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Good. Good to be here.
Doing great.
All right. Well,
having fun.
I tell you what, each and every Saturday at 9 a.m., we are here to help you get to that retirement finish line. Ain't that right, Joe?
That's what we do. We are your retirement body shop, so to speak. We go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up with a bunch of financial accidents, and look at across the kitchen table at Loretta and say, Loretta, honey, you know, retirement's not too far away. What are we going to do to enjoy that lifestyle we always dreamed about? We've got an IRA. We have a 401k. We went to that seminar years ago and bought this thing. I have no idea what it is, but let's hope it all works. So we are here to answer your questions, any questions that you might have regarding your personal finances as they revolve around things like stocks and bonds and your IRA and a 401k and mutual funds and annuities and long-term health care and reverse mortgages, all that and more. We are the only financial call-in show here in Central Florida that's hosted exclusively by certified financial planner professionals where we take your questions live. We are not a one-hour infomercial to tell you how great we are. All you have to do is go to our website to find that. But we are here to take your questions live. So if you have any questions about anything regarding your personal finances and you don't even have to use your real name, just pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers because the lines are absolutely wide open.
Absolutely. 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Not only do we have the phone lines open, the text machine is up and running as well. So just text your question to 21232. Each dash can keep it to about 160 characters. That's all we can see on the screen. If you're writing a short novel, that's when you got to pick up the telephone line, 844-220-0965. And Joe has an amazing looking shirt this morning. So
I like
to see that blue and black color, I like that. Well, that's easy. Go to Facebook.com/Certified Financial Group, and you'll be able to watch the video. And then leave your question in the comments. We'll check that periodically throughout the show if you have a question there. All right, topic du jour for today, a very good one. Costly retirement mistakes and how to avoid them, Roger.
You got it. You know, we go through life, we plan on things, and we get into retirement, and there are potential pitfalls along the way, so a fellow by the name of Mark Hendricks from CNBC put out a little article of eight costly mistakes that retirees can make. So I thought I would address those quickly and give him a solution. He kind of touched on a couple of solutions, but in the article, it's not a bad article at all. But, I mean, things like we start in, and the biggest thing I've seen as a problem is withdrawal rate. I mean, these are things you may have seen before, you've heard before us talk about, but withdrawal rates, what do you take out of your nest egg per year without running out of money? And there is no, you know, surefire method, but, you know, a couple of rules of thumb would be maybe a 4% withdrawal rate. We talk about 3%, 4%, 5%. A safe withdrawal rate from your investable assets is 4% a year, so that if things go wrong, market's down 30%, you're diversified, you're not down 30%, but you've taken money from a hefty cash position, not sell in a down market. So there's a great example of how to avoid something. Timing the market, timing the retirement time, and you start taking money out, and all of a sudden the market's down that 30%, make sure you've got the money set aside, diversified, and you've got a nice cash position. Things like investing behavior, the risk you dump stocks in a temporary downturn. Joe, I think we've all seen this. Clients get a little antsy, especially once they're in retirement. They've got a diversified portfolio. The market goes down 10%, and they've seen a negative return for that month. So they get a little worried. I think most of our clients understand that. They accept that. But the worry is that we pull the trigger at the wrong time and you're looking at markets down, you're selling out, and it's usually typically there's one or maybe two clients that call and they really worried. It's usually the sign of the bottom, and the market somehow magically turns around after they make their phone call to me. So there's a couple others. Longevity, outliving your retirement nest egg. The, you know, typical person age 70, if a male reaches age 70, he's got a good chance to reach 85. Female's got a good chance of reaching 87. However, my aunt, who lived 15 years beyond that 87, she lived to 102. So you can never know where you're going to meet the big guy. So you've got to plan as if you're going to live forever. I say that so that you don't expect to run out of money at life expectancy and find out you're healthy and you've got plenty of life ahead of you. So virtually you need to make sure you delay, possibly, delay retirement a little bit, total retirement, maybe go into it as a phased thing so that you have some income coming in, maybe delay your Social Security until age 70. That would be a really nice increase in your monthly benefit coming from Social Security. Withdrawal rate, again, stay within the maybe a 4%. And there's other strategies such as a longevity annuity where people put in money in their 60s and 70s, put it into a longevity annuity that does not start until, say, age 80 or 83 or 85, whatever you choose, and then that income will continue on for the rest of your life. If you pass away before that, then the principal goes to your beneficiaries. So those are a great way to try to deal with that longevity situation. And we are living longer, especially we're all trying to stay healthy and live longer.
Another one. Go ahead.
I got him. I got it.
Go ahead. You're on a roll. I can tell.
I can see. Well, you worry about interest rates, the risk that you won't be able to get adequate returns on safe debt investments, basically bonds. All bonds are all in a CD. Well, if you've got, you know, I don't know if this is a technical term, but bazillions of dollars.
Bazillion? It's a good word.
It is. You've got plenty of money. You can just set it in a CD and let it never go down in value. But, you know, most folks like to see a return, they need a return better than CD rates, the 1% or 2% that you can get with a CD. So they have to stay somewhat invested in the market and have some assets. And the best way to fight inflation would be not gold, but equities, stocks. Stocks, not the whole nest egg, but again, a diversified portfolio of having something in stocks, equities through mutual funds, exchange-traded funds. You stay diversified, and things go well that way.
Let me back up a bit. I agree with you that there's no, no doubt that you need to have growth in your portfolio. You have to have your money grow.
Yep.
And mutual funds, stocks, equities, ETFs, whatever, are not the only way to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
The challenge that we all have is to find things to invest in that increase in value. So if you look at virtually anything you can invest in, whether it's raw land, whether it's exotic cars, whether it's baseball cards, whether it's comic books, whether it's gold, silver, whatever, the objective is to have your money grow or to have that investment that you make be worth more somewhere down the road. The challenge that virtually all of us have is finding that particular kind of investment, finding something that is easily trackable and traceable and negotiable or where the price is regularly posted. And that is why mutual funds and equities and bonds and so forth are the investment of choice. We hear on the radio talk about those kinds of investments all the time is because it's what we do for our clients and what most people ultimately gravitate to because they realize that they don't have the time or the expertise to invest in most anything else that will get their money to grow. And this is what, you know, the American dream has been built on is investing in equities. So my point is that whatever you invest in, you, besides if something like a CD, as you said, Roger, where you're going to put your money in and you, if you have $1 billion, you can just live off the interest. Well, most people don't have the bazillion, so you have to get your money to grow.
Mm-hmm.
The key is in finding an investment that'll do that. And that's why mutual funds, stocks, equities, bonds are the investment of choice for most of the world, simply because you have an open market, it's traded every day, you know what the prices are, you know what people are willing to buy and sell it for. The key is, of course, of finding the right investments and building a portfolio around those kind of things, and in the long term will give you the rate of return that you need.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you are.
Well, cash flow analysis, too. I mean, you really got to figure out what you're going to spend in retirement before you get there.
Yep. So make sure that's the key.
It's, you know, of course, starting with enough, and that's where planning comes in.
Well, I see we've got a couple of calls there, Kyle, so let's hit it.
Yeah, we're ready to hit the phone lines, 844-220-0965. Kick it off with George. George, go ahead.
Morning, George.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen.
What's up? George.
Hey, I got a quick question and then just a small suggestion.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, Uncle Sam is killing me with RMD.
Oh, sorry, George. You must have a lot of money in your IRA.
Well, that's around two, but boy, they make you take out a lot. It was like seven something last year. This year's going to be eight something.
Well,
I mean,
8%?
They're killing me.
Is that 8%,
no,
George?
$8,000.
No, 8,000.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. How old are you?
I'm 72.
Huh? He's just getting into this RMD thing. Oh, boy.
Yeah, you must have.
And it can't work.
Is there a chance that whenever your total amount starts depleting, they'll be taking less, or will they be taking more?
Well, no, they'll be taking less in terms of dollars. Yeah.
I don't know about that, Joe. Hopefully. The increase, the percentage is going to go up, right?
The percentage will go up, but if his principal is going down, amount going out, coming out will probably go down. Well, it depends. It depends on how the market reacts.
Well, the first year is 3.65%. Right. Hopefully you're making more than 3.65% in your portfolio. And the next year, it's like 3.8%, and then 4%, and then 4.2%. Each year it gets a little bit bigger.
And,
so that's, the percentage is bigger. And like Joe says, I mean, at some point you're going to be pulling out more. You may be, as you get older in your late 80s, you'll be pulling out more than probably the portfolio returns, so it means you have to pay taxes on it. You don't have to throw the money away. Just move it over into another account and bite the bullet, pay taxes on it. Understand you've had all these years of no taxes. It's like delayed
income.
Can I
give you my suggestion now?
Go ahead. Absolutely.
I think the Tinker Toy Company should build Mr. Trump a model of a wall so he can play around with it.
Okay.
All right, we'll pass that along, George.
Always,
I appreciate the call.
George, always an interesting call, George. Bob at Indian Atlantic's up next. Bob, go ahead.
What's up?
Hello, yes. When my I-bonds mature and quit paying interest and I cash them in, I guess, and the interest has been tax-deferred, over half of the value of the bond at that point will be deferred interest.
Right.
Will that be 1099 from the Treasury? Or from the bank, I cash it in, or do I just have to report that to the IRS?
No, the IRS or the Treasury Department will send you notice of what the interest due is. They know exactly what you put in and what it's worth, and yes. And I don't know if it's called a 1099, but there will be some tax notice that you will get and the IRS will get as well. So you will have to pay ordinary income on that gain.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome, Bob.
Be looking for it.
I will.
And those bonds, I mean, if you don't cash them in, they don't really continue to accrue any interest, so fighting the bond, paying the taxes now, you might as well, and then get it invested in something that you can get a return on.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Bob, thanks for the call.
All right, if you want Bob's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine's up and running as well, 212-21232. We do have a text question. We'll get to that on the other side. Right now, we pause to get the three big things you need.
1, 2, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, rock. 5, 6, 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, rock. 9, 10, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock, rock. We're going to rock.
All right, welcome back. This is On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. It's all part of our Ask the Experts weekend. It is 4 minutes away from the latest news, weather, and traffic here on News 96.5 WDBO, but still plenty of time to get back to our phone lines. If you want to join them, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Let's go to Chuck in Cocoa Beach. Chuck, you're on with Joe Burt and Roger Johnson from the Certified Financial Group. Good morning.
Chuck.
Good morning.
What's up?
Well, I'm wondering what your thoughts are on the Your Family Bank concept, where you use life insurance to pay off debt.
I would suggest that you go to our website, financialgroup.com.
Okay.
On info to know, and there are several articles have been written on this bank on yourself concept, and you will find it enlightening. It's a way, frankly, for the insurance industry to sell expensive life insurance. If you listen to an insurance salesman long enough, they will make it song, sing, dance, do your dishes, and get you into retirement. And we have never been big fans of combining life insurance with investing. It's just what exactly they're trying to do. The bottom line concept is you put a whole bunch of money into an insurance policy, and somewhere down the road you take it out tax-free. Well, you're taking out your own money. You're borrowing against the life insurance policy, and when you do that, you're reducing the death benefit. When you combine life insurance with investing, you're getting the worst of both worlds. You're buying expensive life insurance, and you're getting lousy rates of return on your investments. The best thing to do is to buy term insurance for the period of time that you need that coverage. You could buy it dirt cheap, and then you take the difference and put it into your IRA, your 401k, your 457, your 403b, get the tax deduction today. Now, they will talk about this, you know, don't put your money in an IRA, don't put your money in a 401k, the taxes will kill you, yada, yada, yada. Frankly, any certified financial planner walking around today will disagree with that concept. It's a great way to sell expensive life insurance. It's a great way for the insurance industry to make commissions, but frankly, I don't like it. That's my opinion. You're welcome to do what you want to do, and there have been books written about it, but it's not, frankly, I think, a way to accumulate long-term wealth, nor to protect your family.
Thank you for your input.
You know, you've got a situation where you're paying for life insurance, and we're all licensed to do this. It's not something that we'd have to get a special license to do. No, Joe and I can all, and all our planners, we're all insurance agents, technically. We can sell term life insurance. We can sell these family plans and, you know, cash value and all this, but it's just, like Joe says, it's a great idea to separate the two instead of combining two. Life insurance and investment should be two different things. And don't forget, you're paying every year for a big life insurance policy that, yes, has to pay off at some point, but you are paying, and that's reducing the investable assets, the assets you have left during your lifetime to draw from. So.
Yeah,
we're not big fans.
Yeah, it's you want to go to our website. Let me once again tell you where that is because I'm looking here on my iPhone. For those of you that are watching on Facebook, if you look, you see me working on my phone. I'm not checking my text messages. I am doing research, as we call it. And I will tell
you're
you
not
that,
playing Candy
no, I'm
Crush.
Not, I'm not playing Candy. I'm not at all. I'm doing research here. You want to go to the rest?
Well,
of
not today anyway.
No, not today. You want to go to the rest of the story, info to know the rest of the story, and you'll find a lot of white papers on some of. You'll also see an article about these high interest rate CDs that you has see advertised in the paper. You get some information about what that's all about. It's our website, financialgroup.com.
All right, Chuck. Thanks so much for the call. If you want Chuck's line, it's 844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine's up and running as well. 21232. We will continue to play it tomorrow.
Today.
Right here on News 96.5 WDBO. And welcome back to On the Money with the Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with Oracle of Orlando, Jobert, and alongside Roger Johnson, Certified Planner Professionals at Certified Financial Group, all here to do what you.
Well, Roger and I are here to take your calls about what might be on your mind regarding your personal finances. As we say, we go through life trying some of this, trying some of that, wake up at 55 years old and find out we have nothing but a collection of financial accidents. At Certified Financial Group, what we do is we are your financial body shop. Bring those problems into us and we will show you how to take those assets that you have and turn them into a lifetime stream of income. We do this for a fee, but on Saturday morning we're absolutely free. So if you have any questions regarding your personal finances, the good news for you is the lines are absolutely wide open. So if you've been thinking about questions about IRAs, about your mutual funds, about real estate, long-term health care, annuities, life insurance, reverse mortgages, all that and more, and the lines are absolutely wide open. So pick up the phone and dial these magic numbers.
844-220-0965. That is 844-220-0965. Text machine's up and running as well. 21232. That is 21232. No doubt everybody is out and about taking advantage of this gorgeous Saturday morning and afternoon. It is going to be a great day. A little warmer tomorrow, but excellent day to get out to Bay Hill. Joe, you going to head out there?
Yes. No, I'm not. But our own Harry Stadelmeyer was out there on Thursday and won the Pro-Am.
Wednesday.
Cinderella
Wednesday.
Boy.
It was Wednesday. Thank you. Wednesday. Thank you. Yeah. I was in the office working. Harry's playing golf, but he won the Pro-Am.
Yeah, you know, it seems to be a trend there with
Harry.
Yeah,
well, he's good. He's good. He's very good. So we want to extend our congratulations out to Harry and all the folks out there at Bay Hill. For those listeners who may not know Mr. Stottlemyer, for years he was very, very active in the Bay Hill Classic with Arnold Palmer. In fact, he rose to the seat of chairman there for 2 years, ran the whole tournament. Harry has since retired. But he won the Pro-Am, and we want to extend him our sincere congratulations for a great accomplishment.
Absolutely. Harry Stottlemyer will be out there today. Got a text question in the air at 21232 to kick off this first half hour. What are your thoughts on self-directed IRA? I want to invest in real estate through an IRA. I have $300K and a 401K. If I change jobs, I can move the money. And that's why we asked to keep it to about 160 characters, because that's all we could see on our screen. So do we think we got the gist of what they're asking there?
I think we do. Roger, what do you think?
Yeah, I think we do. You know, that's a self-directed IRA. It's putting money into a plan, an account, and then having that custodian buy real estate for you, and you manage it. You can't live in it, but you can manage it and put it into maybe a rental property, and all the fees have to come out of that IRA. You can't say, oh, well, I'll pay the taxes out of my pocket this year. You have to have enough cash in that account as well to make sure all the bills are paid and the roof is repaired and the AC is replaced. So it's a good concept. It's another diversification. It's going to take you a lot of work to do that. There's a way of, you could buy something and fix it up and then flip it, and you just want to make sure you don't get behind the eight ball and run short of cash to pay bills and do remodeling and that kind of thing. But you'll pay a fee to keep that account open, and it'll be more expensive because there's a lot of work for that custodian to make sure everything gets paid on time and such.
On the surface, it looks like a very attractive idea. People understand real estate. You drive by it, you can touch it and feel it, and you think you understand real estate. One of the advantages of owning real estate as an investment, you give up when you put it into an IRA. In fact, two advantages you give up. You give up the depreciation, which offsets your taxes, mm-hmm. and you give up the ability to deduct interest on that investment property. So real estate really gets its boost in terms of a moneymaker when you can combine interest deductions and depreciation with that particular investment. You give that up when it's in an IRA, and you have to be very careful. One more thing. You give up that capital gains tax treatment, because when you sell that property in the IRA and the money comes out, it's going to be taxed at ordinary income. So on the surface, it sounds like a great idea. In some cases, it makes sense. But as Roger said, what you don't want to do is think, I can buy this beach property and I could use it. It's going to be my IRA. Nobody will know. Well, forget about it. That's one way to have your whole IRA blow up. So don't even think about using it personally. But it can be done. It is done. But you want to be sure that you understand the ins and outs of it.
And a diversification, it's great. Real estate is a great diversification method, but you could do that and not be so involved by just buying into a real estate investment trust.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, we've got some busy, busy phone lines here at 844-220-0965. So let's start getting to them here. Steve in Winter Gardens up first. Steve, go ahead.
Steve.
Hey, good morning.
What's up?
I just had... I'm doing well. Thanks for taking my call. Just had a quick question. So as I get closer to retirement, and I'm a fairly aggressive investor, and it pays off pretty well, my thought was, in retirement, why would I necessarily want to change what I've been doing that gets me there and maybe, set aside 5 years worth of cash in case the market drops and has problems? I don't know if you can talk to that sort of strategy and plan.
Well, that'll work. If you can set aside 5 years of living expenses and draw from your investment account to cover your bills, when the market goes down, you can live off the cash and wait a little bit your portfolio requires. That's not a bad strategy.
Yeah, it's a great strategy if you're willing to set aside five years worth of cash and not have that invested and just having a small rate of return, a couple of percent money market kind of thing.
I guess the only concern is after 4 years, if it continues to drop or hasn't recovered potentially.
Well, if we have a four-year, we all have troubles. So I would not, in terms of probability, that's very, very low on risk tolerance. Okay. But the idea is right. And that's why when you build a diversified portfolio, you want to know how much income you need today and how much growth you want for the future. And you're doing it kind of a crude way, but generally that idea works. You know, set aside enough capital to draw from and have the other money growing on the side to draw from when the markets are good.
Yeah, and that way you can be aggressive with the remaining money.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Okay, great. Thank you.
You're
appreciate
welcome,
your
Steve.
Help.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks, Steve.
Right. Steve, you want Steve's line? It's 844-220-0965. Ryan in Orlando is up next. Ryan, go ahead.
Ryan, good morning.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing? I just started kind of making more money this year. I'm 30 years old, and I have a little bit more money in my savings account now than I normally have, but I'm kind of dissatisfied with the amount of returns I get with my bank. But the only thing is I don't want to, you know, I've been asking around. I'm not sure what you guys feel like. I'm a younger person. I haven't really done any really investing at all. What's like a good kind of option that is like a little bit more of a riskier investment with my money instead of keeping it in a savings account, but something that is more generally trusted with the public, I guess you would say. That's my general question,
Let's talk about what you mean by generally trusted with the public. You mean, in other words, so you're not investing into a scam? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, just something that,
about
you know, the general consensus. Yeah, pretty much,
okay.
I guess.
All right. Any investment that you make has a risk and return profile. The higher the rate of return, the more volatility you're going to accept with that kind of investment. That's the bottom line. Now, let's talk about your personal situation. Let's be sure that we're on the right track. You've got some money set aside in the money market account. That's for emergencies, I guess, right?
Yeah, that's just where I'm putting all my extra cash. And so, just, you know, obviously, yeah.
Okay. Are you married, Ryan?
I'm single.
You're single. Okay. No dependents, I presume?
No dependents.
All right, so you're in a good shape there. So it's just you, yourself, and you, right?
Correct, right. Yeah.
Do you have a retirement plan at work?
No, I'm self-employed. I'm an independent contractor.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
and I
No, it is. So. You have some opportunities there, right, Roger?
That's right. You got several.
Tell them what you can do.
Well, I'll be happy to. You've got IRAs. You've got SEP IRAs to invest in. And you've got UniK. You could even, down the road, set up a cash balance plan, all for your own business, and you being the only employee, you're the beneficiary of all that. That's money going in tax-deferred and growing tax-deferred. It'll come out in retirement taxable to you. But, so I mentioned retirement because maybe this money that you're now setting aside, I don't know if that's all earmarked for retirement. You may say, hey, well, I want to buy a house, or I want to buy this, or I want to do this. So if that's the case, then you may want to just invest it in a individual account, not a retirement account, or split it up between the two so that you have access to that money during the your working years. And like Joe says, you want to take the risk and return factors into account, and you know, at your age, you really should be taking on, we'll call it a good amount of risk, and that just means volatility. You're gonna see accounts go up and down in value, but you know, if you look at a chart of the stock market over the last 80 years, it goes from the bottom left of the page to the top right of the page, so it goes up over time. It doesn't go down and lose all your money at some point unless you buy some kind of penny stock that seemed like a good idea at the time. It goes from $3 to $1 to 3 cents and you're out of money. So don't get overly risky in that kind of thing. You know, get back to a mutual fund, you know, the S&P 500. As long as the United States is around, there's 500 biggest companies in America will be around, and you will own a part of each one of them if you owned the S&P 500 index.
It's a good way to get started. So, Ryan, have you filed your taxes yet for last year?
No, I'm still doing it, and I'm actually doing it on my own as with deductions for an LLC this time. So,
okay.
No, not yet. Yeah.
All right. Well, are you using TurboTax or something?
No, I'm actually going to just be straight up doing the filing on my own with the IRS.
Okay.
Thank you. Yeah.
All right. What you want to look at is setting up some sort of retirement plan for yourself. You can do an IRA until April 15th until you file your taxes, or you can do a SEP IRA if you take an extension and put in even more than the $5,500 that was allowable for 2018. But Roger's right. Look at a straightforward mutual fund, put in the S&P 500, and let that money grow for you. And if, depending on what your tax situation is, you may want to use the deductible or use a Roth IRA if you're in a low enough tax bracket. But only you can know that when you do your taxes. So what you want to do is get some growth on that money. You got to accept fluctuations, but time is a great healer, Ryan. Time will leach the volatility out of a portfolio, and at 30 years old, this is what you ought to be thinking. You need to be thinking long term, and it's good to have money in a money market account for emergencies, but you have to get your money to grow, and the only way to do that is to invest in things that appreciate, and historically, investing in companies around the world do appreciate. They don't all go up. They don't all go down. But over time, the trend is up, and that's where you need to grab that wave and run with it, buddy.
All right, Ryan. All right. Appreciate the call, Ryan. We're running up against the break here. I want to squeeze in somebody else before we get the three big things you need to know. Let's go to Crystal real quick in Cocoa Beach. Crystal, you're on with the panel.
Crystal.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up?
What do you know about stretch IRAs? Right. We have one, and we think it's a good deal. Is it or not?
Well, what do you mean you have one? Did you inherit an IRA, or you just have an IRA?
We have a stretch IRA where it becomes our children's IRA.
Okay. You don't have a stretch IRA. What happens when you die, that IRA can turn into a stretch IRA, which means that your beneficiaries, if it's set up right, can stretch out the withdrawals of that over their lifetime. So all IRAs, by definition, are stretch IRAs once they pass on to your beneficiary if they handle it correctly.
Yeah, you can encourage your kids to use the stretch concept, which is stretching out the taxes over their lifetime when they inherit the IRA from you. You're still bound by the required minimum distribution chart and having to take out so much starting at age 70 and a half, blah, blah, blah. But when they inherit it from you, if you haven't taken it all out, you leave it to them, they then can stretch out the withdrawals from your IRA over their lifetime, and that's what's called the stretch aspect.
Okay.
So it's a great idea, it's a great concept. Unfortunately, kids get that IRA money and they go buy the Corvette. You know how that works?
Mm-hmm.
and pay all the taxes in that first year and get hammered.
Right, right. That's one of the things we counsel our clients on constantly. We ask to meet, and oftentimes we have the children come into the office and show them the benefits of not being so spontaneous, if you will, with that money and blowing it on the new Corvette and what it can mean for them. So it's a great tool, and hopefully the government will keep that in place.
Mm-hmm.
But, Crystal, we appreciate your call. Thanks.
Crystal, thanks so much. Sue and Gene, hang on the line. We're up against the three big things you need to know here. If you want to get your call right behind them, give us a text, 21232. That is 21232. We are planning tomorrow.
Today!
We will continue in one final segment right after we get the three big things you need to know. Welcome back to On the Money with a Certified Financial Group right here on News 96.5 WDBO. We are here with the Certified Financial Planners, the Certified Financial Group, Joe Burke, Roger Johnson, taking your phone calls. Last chance, 3 minutes left, so let's get right back to our phone lines here. Talk to Sue in Oviedo. Sue's been hanging on the longest. Sue, go ahead. You're on with the Certified Financial Group.
Good morning, Sue.
Good morning. Good morning. I tuned in right when you were talking about insurance and investments.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you went over how you feel about fixed index annuities and what would you recommend if I'm looking for something for long-term care?
Well, the good news is, in this particular case, you can combine an annuity or life insurance policy and kill two birds with one stone. It's a very, very good products that have come out there called asset care kind of products. Roger's very familiar with them, Roger.
Yeah,
how do they work?
It's basically a hybrid type of way to insure against the expense of long-term care. Basically, you and a spouse or anyone at least 20 years within your age range, two people can sign up. You buy a cash value life insurance policy and use that death benefit during your lifetime. Either one of you can use it during your lifetime for long-term care, meaning that if you only use part of it and both of you have passed away and there's still some death benefit left, that goes to your heirs. Now, I wouldn't suggest buying this unless you buy the rider with it in case you burn through all of that death benefit. The rider kicks in and continues to pay that benefit for the rest of your life and your spouse's life.
So does that, if the first spouse needs to go in long-term care, someone explained to me that the first person doesn't affect, it's the second person.
Well,
so
then,
you can use it for either, both?
That's correct. You can use it for both. So there's a lot of different variants on it, Susan. Mm-hmm. If you want more information, call our office. Roger's an expert in it. You can reach us on Monday at 407-869-9800 or on the website at financialgroup.com. We'd be glad to send you an illustration. They're very, very good products. They work really well in the right situations. They don't work for everybody, but in certain situations they do.
And they can't raise the prices.
And they can't raise
the
prices.
That's
the
beauty.
Right. Once you buy, you're locked in.
All right, let's go to Janine in Orlando real quick. Janine, go ahead.
Hi, I have a question about Social Security. I'm thinking about retiring next year when I'm 61 because of my health. But you can't take Social Security until how old? 64, 65?
No, your full Social Security, your age is probably 66 and change. You can get a reduced benefit. You'll give up about 25% of the benefit if you take it at 62.
But 62.
That's locked in for your lifetime, and if you don't need to do that, you're really penalizing yourself. But if your health is what it is, then maybe that's the best thing for you, Janine.
Well, my other question is, we'd like to live on my husband's salary and then just invest my Social Security.
Okay.
So I'm wondering, is it better to, you know, go ahead and take it as soon as I can and start investing it, or wait until I get a higher return?
Well, it depends on your own health situation. If you don't have a long life expectancy, then you're better off taking it at age 62. If your health is reasonably good, you ought to defer it as much as you can, because you get an 8% increase on it from age 62 to your full retirement age, and then another 8% per year from your full retirement age to age 70. So this is where planning comes in. Your thinking may be right, but it may not in the long run be the best.
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea, but you really need to take all of that into consideration. His benefit, your benefit, your ages, health situation, other assets, do a plan and really figure out what's the best strategy.
Yeah, we're right up against the clock. I'm going to cover a couple things real quick. We've got a couple things coming up. Our big shred event on March the 30th at our office. Go to our website. If you need to have stuff shredded, you can bring it by 2 Bankers Boxes. And on April the 4th, we're doing a bus tour on a Thursday of 6 facilities, long-term care facilities, independent living facilities. Go to our website. That's financialgroup.com.